The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
What's the biggest surprise you've ever given your partner?
I gave you a baby.
Oh, I was going to say a baby. Surprise! Actually, I gave you that surprise. Remember that call?
No, I put it there, though.
Yeah, but remember that call?
I do.
Vividly. That was a frightening moment, wasn't it?
It was definitely an eye-opener. I wasn't ready, but you know, who's ever ready to have a kid?
Oh, okay.
Some people actually plan those things. Nobody in this room.
Yeah. Who's really planned a kid? I mean, that's
lots of friends that plan their children.
Who under 30 has ever planned a kid?
None of my friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you planned, Anthony?
Oh, hell no, dude. Yeah. I'm my mom's favorite surprise, as she puts it.
Were you not planned, DJ Automatic?
My mom tells me that exact same line. I was her favorite surprise. I think that's what they're waiting. Actually, I'm not going to say what I was just thinking.
I definitely wasn't planned, and my mom says nothing like that. She says, don't have kids, they'll ruin your life. I'm her only child. Oh. All right, listen to the podcast. We've got some great stuff, including the parents' court. We talk about embarrassing moments, things that our parents have done to us to embarrass us. And a WTF today, crazy. I have a new addiction, and I can't wait to share with you what it is. We made it. It's Friday. How many days till Christmas now? 22?
Yeah.
22 days till Christmas.
Nice,
good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm not that great at math, as you could tell, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I'm not either, but it's like 25 minus 3. So, hello. And also, Anthony A's birthday.
That is.
Yeah, 22 days to your B-day.
It's on a Saturday, so that's exciting.
It's going to be so good. Mm. Okay, so I'm addicted to my new cozy PJs. They're pink Skims, and I love them. Well, they're knockoff Skims. I ain't going to lie, Kim. Sorry, I can't afford your brand.
Whatever, I
guess. They're pink and they're fuzzy. And Automatic, you actually like them. You said those look cute.
I thought they were a blanket when I first saw them. Because they're like super fluffy, dude.
Dang.
So they feel so good.
Really?
Yeah.
And does it feel softer on the inside or the outside, dude?
Both.
Oh,
that's the best part.
Dude.
And when I'm going to sleep, I cuddle next to Otto because we do cuddle for about 10 minutes before we go to sleep, before we separate. That's the way we like our sleep. He rubs them with his hands. Like, it's sexy. Comforting to
him. See, I don't even know. I don't remember doing that.
How do you not remember rubbing my pajamas?
Well, we're going to go back into DJ Automatic psyche here, okay? So when I was little, I used to rub things, like soft things, as like a comforting thing. So maybe I do it in my sleep still because I don't do it purposely.
You cannot tell me right now that isn't a loving moment between you and I. You're just doing it subconsciously?
Well, that's even better because that means that I would love you on a subconscious level.
All right. I want to get out your guys' bed right now.
All right. I just wanted to share my comfy PJs. There's got to be someone listening right now that's like, I do have an article of clothing that I love, or a blankie. My pink blanket. I have a pink blanket that I sleep with every night.
I have a herbal product.
I just feel like now I realize I'm like sleeping in the same bed as a seventh grade girl with all your pink fluffy stuff.
Oh, whatever. All right. Anyway, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Roof Over Your Head Day. All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Reminding you to be thankful that you have a roof over your head. And a little reminder, too, if you can, volunteer or help donate something this holiday
season. Please do.
Wrap it up by saying shout out to all of our bartenders across America. It's National Bartender Day.
Oh, please tip your bartender. Mm. I mean, they work so hard. They make very little money. And speaking of bartending, what kind of drinks are y'all taking down this holiday season?
Hold on. Before we move on to that, I want to say that the bartender is a special breed of person. They're independent counselors, okay?
They really are.
They really do. They can speak you through a day or at least get you drunk enough to forget it.
Yeah, right. You sit there and you divulge all of your intimate details and you bring that other bartender down. You better tip them well.
Yeah.
You better. All right. So favorite holiday drink.
Tequila. I need whiskey,
dog. DJ Automatic, that's not a holiday drink either.
Whiskey is probably more holiday than tequila, but you know what they do? Yeah. They get the job done fast, and you need it during the holidays.
I was going to say like a spiked hot cocoa, eggnog. Come on, man. What are y'all talking about?
I don't even know I was drinking Martha Stewart, dog.
Yeah.
I drink like an order at the bar. What are you talking about, bro?
I don't want to get buzzed.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We are breaking down one of the biggest down in the DMs that happened last week. This is Selena and Robert. Selena hit us up because her man Robert all of a sudden was disappearing all hours of the night.
Oh.
Things happening. She had no idea why.
The first time he told me he had to jumpstart his friend's car. And then another time he said he was going to go to Walmart. He was like gone for 2 hours. He said he got a second phone for work, but I don't know. He told me everything about his job and like he didn't tell me anything about his phone.
Dude, girlfriends hate second phones.
Duh.
If you got a second phone and I don't know about it, Kevin Gates, no.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's pretty suspicious.
Yeah, it's suspect for real. So I got Robert on a phone. I'm pretending to be Vanessa. Here's how the down on the DM ended up going.
I'm just a little confused. How'd you even get this number?
Oh, come on. What do you mean? How did I get the number?
This is the phone that I use for my food deliveries.
How long have you been delivering food?
It's about 2 months now. Are you sure?
Robert, why didn't you just tell me this?
Robert has a side gig. He's not messing around with anybody at all.
He's just being a good guy.
Trying to earn some extra money. Here's why.
Just tell me what's going on.
I'm trying to pay for us to go to Paris.
Oh.
So I can propose to you like you always wanted.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Now, hang up the phone and call me back.
Poor guy. He can't win if he does what she wants or if he doesn't do what
she
wants.
The leaps and bounds that men have to go to try to be romantic.
I mean, look at this guy. Dude. I mean, he's a hero for all men. And here this woman thinks that he was trying to cheat on her.
He set the bar real high, DJ Automatic. He wants to propose to her in Paris. He's probably going to propose to her on the corner. Now, this is all you get, lady. And she better take it. Take it. Okay. I started thinking about side gigs or surprising people. DJ Automatic, do you remember when we hid the puppies
from
Stasia
Ava
and Ava Matic? Yes. They wanted dogs. In fact, the whole familia wanted
from
dogs.
Your daughters.
Yeah.
Well, because Automatic wanted dogs too, but dogs are a commitment. They're like babies that never grow up.
But we know I could never get a dog until my wife said it was okay.
That's
because
right.
I'm basically her fourth child.
It's not that. It's because I know that they deserve a lot of care. Like I said, they're babies that never grow up.
Yeah. That's not it.
That's
it's
what
just
it
because
is.
She's the boss.
For whatever the reason is, I want to know, how did you guys hide puppies?
It was so hard. Yeah. We had to go across the country to pick them up, bring them back. We walked in with those puppies. Aww. They started crying.
Oh, there it is.
They were so happy. So nobody called it down on the DM on us, thankfully. Hey, have you ever hidden something from your partner or maybe just someone you love? Like I just gave that example.
Damn.
From our daughters.
I didn't love her, but I did
hide
a second phone from one girl.
Why would you do that?
Because I was going to get caught in down in the DM.
You're lucky you didn't get it down in the DM.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So we're talking about things that our parents did to us to embarrass us when we're little. And the reason we're even having this conversation, DJ Automatic and I are married, and we have a daughter, and she just thinks we're the most embarrassing parents ever. So she says that everything we talk about, oh my gosh, my friends bring it up. Social media, forget about it. Mom, why'd you do that on TikTok? Mom, Instagram, everybody follows you. Why are you doing that? It's like three people. I don't even have that many followers. Seriously.
She was most embarrassed about the fact that we had a conversation about our personal bedroom life.
Yeah, gross, dude.
It was you and the apron comment, the freaky apron comment.
And she was like, Dad, I can't believe every boy at school is laughing. They thought it was funny. It was funny. But she was like, it's so embarrassing for me.
She feels like we're tormenting her. But I started thinking about all the things that we parents do to embarrass our parents.
My mom, actually, I'll be real. My mom was pretty cool. Like, my mom really didn't embarrass me. She like let me listen to the music I want to listen to, kind of come home when I wanted to.
Oh, she was a cool mom.
My mom was cool. Like embarrassing moments, I remember as a kid one time, right when my mom and my dad had split, my mom was a bank teller and my little brother was playing Little League, and the president of the Little League had a crush on my mom.
Really?
And thought it would be a good idea to send my mom flowers.
Oh,
I was like, whoa. Dude, mind you, my dad is a former professional boxer, right? And so
I have a feeling I know how this one turned out.
The day that was pretty embarrassing was when I was playing for the T-ball Rockies and my dad pulls up in his truck and just punches the president of the
Little
League.
Take that.
Don't be sending my wife flowers.
Dude, I was like, when I was a kid, I was like, Dad, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? And as a grown man now, I'm like, yo, I get it. Like, I get it, Dad.
Why was that man sending your mom flowers? That's the question.
He's trying to get in Doris' pants. Speaking of Little League games, that was some of the most embarrassing moments of my life because my mom was the loud screamer. She was the lady who was screaming in the background.
Go, America!
Dude, your real name is Merritt?
Yeah, you know what?
That if was I was kinda playing against the other team, like, Merritt?
Go, Merritt!
My dad wouldn't even sit in the stands. He would just stand in the outfield because he couldn't stand to be by her because she was so loud and obnoxious.
That's terrible. But he's standing in the outfield. What's
by himself.
More embarrassing?
So I have the lady who's screaming in the stands, and I have the weirdo in the outfield standing by himself.
But you were good, though, right?
Yeah, I was really good.
You were good. So, you know,
well, my uncle Frankie would take me everywhere. He was my Uber back in the day. He would take me to catechism, to school. Like, seriously. And he would also take me to parties. You know, you meet up at the pizza place or whatever the case is, in this old green Monte Carlo.
Yeah,
so just to top it off, we had the worst car. But the worst part about it is he was the Theo that would wait outside during the party. He wouldn't, everybody else's parents would drop them off. Not my uncle.
He knew what was going on.
Yep.
He sat outside there. And if I was even 30 seconds late, and I am not exaggerating, from coming out when I needed to, he would go inside and say, let's go. In front of everybody. It was so embarrassing.
Well, and you won't let me do that to Ava.
Because it's embarrassing. It's not okay. I mean, I knew I needed to be out at the right time, but... You know what? You're right, though. He was protective. Later on, I went to go live with my mom. She was a cool mom. I got pregnant at 15. That's embarrassing. Okay, share your stories with us right now. Tap it on the phone line.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Obviously, it's the holiday season, and there are some limited edition holiday foods on the shelves right now. Some of them are so good. I'm going to give them to you. It is time for Hottest Hashtags. Dana Cortez Show on your Friday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
All right. First hashtag, El Chapo's wife, Emma Coronel Auspuro, has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison for her role in El Chapo's drug empire, which is a lot less time than expected. Remember, she copped that plea deal.
Yeah. Oh.
So she gave them some information. Sure there's going to be more people going to jail.
You think she snitched, dude?
Oh, of course. Dang. She got 3 years.
Dang. Still got 3 years?
That's nothing.
I don't know.
Minimum was 10 years she was facing.
Yeah,
minimum.
She'll get out on good time.
Yeah, she got convicted of money laundering and conspiracy to distribute meth, cocaine, heroin, and marijuana. I just want people to know something. And this is by, I'm not by any means taking up for El Chapo or anybody selling drugs. But none of that has stopped because El Chapo is in prison or his wife's in prison. It is America's insatiable appetite for illegal drugs that continues this horrible cycle. Stop doing a cocaine in a club. Oh, it's nothing. It's no big deal. You're contributing to this. As Americans are contributing to
my
this.
My mom told me she can't watch Narcos because she feels guilty about
the 80s. In her day, huh? Back in her day.
Like, I feel so guilty.
Yeah. Why you put that out there like that? All right, now it's food news. 23 days till Christmas. Holiday treats for limited time are on shelves. Number 5, we got the Tootsie Roll Snowballs. Have you ever had one of these?
No, I have not.
Chewy and crunchy all at the same time. Number 4, Mint Chocolate Twinkies.
Yes, I've had those.
Speak
those
for
those
yourself. They're delicious. Awesome. Number 3, classic cream peppermint whip topping, which people say inside hot cocoa or coffee is amazing. Number 2, Hershey's sugar cookie kisses. Oh, I got like a cavity just thinking about it.
Those sound good. You can get a little bit of peppermint overdose, though.
Oh, my gosh. Know. And number 1 are the gingerbread Kit Kat bars, which have all 5-star ratings. I want to try these.
I don't like gingerbread.
Yeah, but in a Kit Kat with chocolate?
But I never even seen those.
Yeah, I never even heard of those.
Because everybody buys them up. They're so good.
Oh,
hey,
damn.
If you see them in your grocery store, hit me up, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start by shouting out all the bartenders. It's National Bartender Day.
If you're a bartender, it's the holidays. Your benevolence is necessary, please.
Oh, and be thankful that there's one over your head. It is National Roof Over Your Head Day. Oh.
We should be thankful.
Yes.
I remember the first time that my first home my mom ever bought and how proud she was. And I felt... different. I felt secure for the first time. I can't explain it because we'd lived in government housing for so long.
Yeah.
And she got that house and I had a sense of pride. There's nothing like owning your own home. Look, don't buy a car. My car's paid off. I need to upgrade. I need to trade it in. Buy yourself a home.
Okay. Invest in yourself.
There's all that too. But you know, if you're providing for yourself and you're paying your bills and you're paying and you're living comfortably and you're renting, but your bills are all covered, you're blessed too.
Any roof over your house, over your head is a positive thing for sure.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Neville Sharp is the latest man to be entered into the Guinness Book of World Records. And he's in there after breaking a record, which has stood for over a decade, for the loudest burp.
What the f***?
Automatic, I think you might be able to take this man on.
I don't know.
Hold on, take a listen. Here it is.
112.4.
since everybody's laughing and the little music in the background is going, that's 112.4 decibels.
That is super loud. Like inside a stadium at 110 dB, that is like deafening.
Okay, so it's described as louder than the average electric drill or even a trombone. How do you burp like that? How can you burp that loud?
I feel like my burp is a sissy burp. Like if I
give it to me, Anthony, give it to me.
That's all right.
Automatic. That was
what? That
weak.
Sounded like a hiccup, dude. That weak. Sounded like you need.
Let
some...
me go number two, one more time.
Okay, I'm better. Yeah. I'm better.
So gross.
You guys are disgusting. Oh, I love it.
Can you burp or no?
No, I'm a lady.
Just above me.
Speaking of disgusting, you know what's disgusting? Putting a law on fashion. You guys hear what's going on in North Korea?
No. Oh,
they're banning leather coats.
What?
Are they trying to save the cows?
No, dog. So leather coats just became legal 2 years ago in North Korea. But Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un is tired of everyone biting his look.
Oh.
So therefore, he's banned leather coats for everybody else but him.
Hey. What, his steez?
This is my drip, not yours.
You know that Kim Jong-un, there's legend that people believe is true in North Korea, that he never poos, that he's 6'10" tall, and that he was born through a rainbow from the heavens. I swear.
Just don't wear his jacket.
Hey.
And hopefully you don't have any debts that need to be collected anytime soon, because debt collectors can now harass you on social media.
Hell no.
Yes, they can contact you on Instagram and Facebook now.
This, not only do I have to put up with robocalls, so now it's robo DMs.
Yes. The new rule kicks in this week, where they're allowing debt collectors to track you down on social media by text, message, or email. That means collectors can now relentlessly, like you said, DM that you owe money. They can write it on your page. And listen to this. 77 million Americans have at least one debt in collection.
All I want to know is, it going to increase my followers?
Oh.
Well, I mean,
Personally,
I would keep my page on private if I was you, because they can just write whatever they want now.
I don't owe any money.
Oh, dude, my credit score, my page is on block.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know that gym membership that we had during COVID that we never paid for? They've been looking for that money.
One more follower. Here, I got it.
Got it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Boys and girls, we're going back to 2004. There was a couple named Bennifer. Ben Affleck, J-Lo, they're back together. And he's revealing how it happened. I can't wait to tell you this story. And of course, we got more. Time for the Daily Dirt. It's the best gossip. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Tiffany Haddish celebrating her birthday. Ozzy Osbourne celebrating his birthday. And Lil Baby celebrating a birthday.
All right, so let's start off with Cardi B and Whip Shots.
Whip that shot.
She makes me laugh. Is she just so silly? She's wearing a whipped cream dress, looking beautiful, and slanging Starco Brands Whip Shots. It's a non-dairy product that contains 10% vodka. It's got 3 flavors. Of course, you're not supposed to get, lit off of it. It's supposed to enhance the drinks that require whipped cream.
It's fun for, your holiday parties and stuff like that, right?
So fun.
So that's Cardi B. She's just crushing it, because she was just named the Playboy's creative director for their upcoming creator-led platform called Centerfold.
She knows a lot about being naked.
Yeah, she does. She does. All right, now let's talk about Bad Bunny, who, by the way, Cardi B worked with early in his career on their song I Like It Like That. He is now the most streamed artist in the world on Spotify. 9.1 billion songs played.
That's insane. Super cool. Congratulations to him. But I don't need to see everybody's Spotify year in review. I don't care that you listen to Adele and to Taylor Swift.
Oh,
and Drake.
You don't want to see that from other people?
That's cool. He got 9 billion streams. I don't need to see it from everybody else.
Unless it's the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, we'll put that up. Yes. Thank you very much. And please rate our podcast at that. All right. And then Ben Affleck is discussing how he and J-Lo reunited after almost 18 years.
Aww.
Remember, they were together way back when they broke up in 2004. He sat down with a Wall Street Journal and says, I can say that it's beautiful to me. And one of the things I really value across all facets of my life now is that it was handled in a way that reflected that. It's a great story that you'll never hear. He said, I ain't telling, because if there's anything I've learned is that it's not wise to share everything with the world.
Oh.
That's why they split. They were so open. They allowed people into their home. They did all this stuff, all this press. And it became overwhelming and too much for them.
So we're not getting the wedding on TV?
I don't think so. Are we getting a wedding? Will they even get married? Or are they just going to live together forever?
It's the new fairy tale. It could be about, her fourth wedding.
Or was it her fifth?
I don't know. Who cares? At least she's happy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
December 3rd here on the Dana Cortez Show. Music Facts with DJ Automatic begins right now.
We're going to start with birthdays. We got a little baby celebrating today.
Young age, learn how to get paid. Big stage, long way from session A. Big wave, he gonna have to get saved.
Hey, happy birthday.
One of the most slept on MCs. I love
for
that
real
guy.
Like, he had the album of 2020.
I think so, too. All right, next birthday we got Trina.
She's arguably one of the most beautiful women in the industry. I'm not kidding.
No, she's gorgeous. And the last birthday we have is Montel Jordan.
Ooh, that one right there make you want to have a family gathering.
All right, we're going to go to 1976 because on this day, Bob Marley is shot in the upper arm when intruders stormed his house in Kingston, Jamaica, trying to assassinate the singer.
I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy. Oh, no, oh.
I had no idea that Bob Marley was shot, that someone attempted to assassinate him.
So the attack was motivated by politics. And if you've ever been to Jamaica, you know the politics there is crazy. The elections were the very next day, and so they were trying to take him out before the elections. Marley did make a full recovery, but never had the bullet removed from his arm because they said that it might mess with his fingers and he wouldn't be able to play guitar anymore.
Wow.
Next, we're going to 1994. Because on this date, Adam Sandler performs the Hanukkah song on the Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah.
This is a classic. This is a Hanukkah classic. Come on now. This right here, to me, is something you should be playing every single holiday.
Well, the song was a huge success. The following year, Sandler released it as a single, and it went to number 10 on the Hot 100. And to wrap it up, on this day in 1995, Tupac releases California Love.
California Love.
So fresh out of jail, Pac, he had himself a hit. Dr. Dre gave him everything he ever needed, along with the video that was, I mean, humongous. That you couldn't turn on MTV and not see that video.
I can see it in my head right now when you said that, because you still watch it today. It still floats around. I'm sure today, because you're saying it's the anniversary of the song, it's going to be all over TikTok. It's going to be all over Twitter, all over social media. It's one of the best videos ever made.
Wish we'd have got to see it. What happened when it continued, but it didn't.
Oh, I know. R.I.P. Tupac.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is it sketch to hide your passwords from your significant other? Do you think the sketch automatic? Do you think that's odd?
I think it's a little weird.
It's weird. What about a second phone from your significant other?
That would make me worry.
Let's talk about it right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. We're breaking down our DM breakdown, right? We're recapping it. And earlier, a couple weeks ago, we had a woman call in because she discovered a second phone on her man, and the phone ended up being for his Uber Eats delivery, right? But yeah.
He was actually trying to be a very, very good boyfriend, and he was trying to propose to her in Paris, trying to keep it all under wraps. And what'd she do? She calls us because she thinks he's cheating.
I'm admitting this, though. I do think a second phone is always sketch. If you're not going to tell somebody about the second phone, it's always sketch.
Yeah, but you should be able to trust your partner. I mean, this guy is literally going out of his way to give this woman the engagement of her dreams.
When I was,
and she thinks he's cheating.
When I was in my dog days, here's a little confession. When I was in my dog days, right, being a sketchy dude, I had a second phone.
Come on, right? Man.
And the second phone was for potential side chicks. Yeah. All right, dude? And I'll never forget, 1/4 of July, we're having a big water balloon fight at my ex-girlfriend's sister's house. And all of a sudden, my girlfriend at the time, we'll call her Felicia, all right? Felicia just disappears.
Bye, Felicia.
I'm like, why is she not participating in the water balloon fight? Dude, she was inside going through my second phone, dude.
What'd she find?
Huh? Oh, dude, she found I Miss You Texas from a woman from 2 years before. So the dates weren't even, she wasn't even accurate with it. But
she was just going through it as fast as she could.
Going through it. I wasn't really doing any dog things, but bro, I hid a lot of those messages from her. I would not have trusted her with a password at all. Needless to say, worst 4th of July ever, but there was plenty of fireworks after. So, does your wife, DJ Automatic, have your passwords to your phone?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have it locked. I do have it locked, but yeah, she has it. I don't know that she remembers it, but I don't hide it from her because I don't have anything to hide.
Dude, well, that's... I guess you haven't ever, have you ever dated like during like a, like with passwords being a thing?
Yeah.
Right? Do you think it's a, do you think it's a big commitment?
I hit them all because I was a dog.
See,
back then I had things to hide. I don't got anything to hide now.
Saying, like experts are saying when you give somebody your password, you're letting them into your whole life. So consider that before you, you know, trust a person with that kind of information or when you're trying to hide that much information from a person too, all right? Have a beautiful weekend. A Dana Cortez Show loves you. And remember, stay above the screenshots and be a good human being. Have a good weekend, y'all.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Just now I was laughing, looking at my phone. I was like, who are you texting over there? What are you doing? So I'm reading the comments of things your parents did to embarrass you. They're hilarious. This one dude here, his name is David. He said, I started skipping school. And so my dad started showing up to school and walking into class to make sure I was there. And everybody would go, ha, ha, they'd laugh at him. But he didn't miss no classes after that.
Dude, I would use my mom's phone, her cell phone, and say it was mine. And yeah, dude.
There ain't no future in your front.
Yeah, dude. I'll never forget when Vanessa called and she's like, hey, this is Anthony's phone. And she's like, no, it's his mom's phone.
Oh, no.
One time, I was, that reminded me, one time my dad had to go pick me up from, I was ditching school and I was at another school and I got arrested at that school. And so my dad had to come pick me up at the other school. He was like, what's wrong with you? He's
you
like,
ditched
you
ditched
school
to go
to another school?
Like,
he's like, who does that?
Had to go pick up the other chicks in the other school.
Yeah, what was your plan there? What were you doing there?
I was visiting some friends.
Okay.
And then this guy who was a baseball fan, he was like, you don't go to school here.
What the?
Automatic was a juvenile delinquent. We'll talk about that on another podcast. Now here's more. Hey, you know we're getting closer to Christmas too. So some of our holiday fun combos will be coming soon. Ooh. Turn it up.